1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. A new COVID vaccine is expected to start showing up at pharmacies tomorrow. The CDC endorsed the shots just this afternoon. While COVID is far from over yet, not everyone seems to be taking it seriously. Here's CBS's Jared Hill.
While cases and hospitalizations are up, concern about the virus is down. In a new CBS News poll, just 45% of people say they are worried that they or a family member could get COVID. That's down from 77% in April of 2020. Only 43% plan to get the new booster, and those numbers vary by political affiliation.
It's supposed to clear up your nose, but the FDA says a popular ingredient used in many decongestants is about as effective as a placebo. Here's CBS's Danya Backus.
Phenylephrine became the main drug in over-the-counter decongestants when medicines with an older ingredient, pseudoephedrine, were moved behind pharmacy counters more than 15 years ago because it can be legally processed into methamphetamine. Those original versions of decongestants remain available without a prescription.
Much of Leominster, Massachusetts is underwater after an amazing amount of rain fell in a relatively short amount of time. Mayor Dean Mazzarella.
Last night we estimate around 11 inches of rain. We had a front come through and just stop right over us. Started about 4:15 yesterday afternoon and didn't start to taper off till about 10 o'clock last night.
Mazzarella says there have been dozens of water rescues, but nobody died, and he calls that miraculous. The words catastrophic and deadly don't even start to describe the results of massive flooding in eastern Libya. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
In the eastern city of Derna alone, 700 people have already been buried. 10,000 are missing. Two dams and four bridges collapsed when Storm Daniel hit Derna. A spokesman for the breakaway region's government says 25% of the city is gone. Similar scenes are playing out in the cities of Benghazi, Susa, and Al Marj. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Google goes to trial in perhaps the biggest antitrust case in decades. The company is accused of trying to create a monopoly for its search engine. CBS's Jolene Kent.
This trial is expected to last 10 weeks, and it will determine liability. And a second trial, if needed, would then determine what the penalties or remedies may be.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy opens an impeachment inquiry, calling it a legitimate investigation into the activities of Hunter Biden dating back to the president's days as vice president. Democrats say it's anything but legit, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries calling it a kangaroo court, and more. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign? It's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
The client wants to see several more design options. The logo's got to be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It can be stressful when unexpected expenses come up, but Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that could help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. No interest, late fees, or credit check. Join the millions of people who have downloaded Dave and get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. Download the Dave app right now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 42. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, highs around 67. Lows dip down to about 41. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Mainly sunny Thursday with highs around 74. 78 chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. And we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're absolutely right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, a lot going on in Turtle Island. We got a couple guests here, Angie Vig coming up and with Vig Guitars. And also we have Maren Hardy, who's a co-founder of Spirit Core Services. And we're going to talk a little bit about her journey and what she does for the community. But first, it is the 79th birthday of Leonard Peltier. And Leonard's been in prison for so long. And and there's a rally in Washington, D.C., and I understand that 38 people have been arrested outside the White House. They've been at the White House, and they've also rallied yesterday around the state capitol. There's a lot of people we know out there. Haley, what else do we got going with that rally?
Yeah, Dega. So for some background on who Leonard Peltier is, so our relative and elder Leonard Peltier was wrongly convicted and sentenced for two deaths of two FBI agents who died during a 1975 shootout on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Mr. Peltier has now been in prison for over 29 years. Leonard was an AIM leader, and he was he's an enrolled member of the Turtle Mountain Chippewa tribe and of Lakota and Dakota descent. He is the longest Indigenous political prisoner who's been in prison for decades. Yes, today is his 79th birthday, and hundreds have traveled to gather outside of the White House today to demand Peltier's clemency and release. And you're right, yeah, 35 protesters were arrested, and we had reporting live from Washington, D.C., our good friend Rachel Dion Thunder, who is a member of the Indigenous Protectors Movement and AIM. Both her parents were also in AIM, too, but Rachel gave us an update that all the arrestees have been cited, released, and are now safe. So I know that one of the protesters who were arrested was Dallas Goldtooth.
Wow.
So, and I know we have a speech too. So why don't we go ahead and listen to what Dallas had to say out at the White House today?
Sounds good.
49 years, our relative has been locked up.
Too long.
5 decades too long. A travesty, an injustice. This nation prides itself on justice. Well, it's glaring right in the face that there is no justice on stolen land. Our grandfather, our uncle, An individual I grew up seeing and hearing my entire life is still locked up. He is an elder now, and he deserves to be amongst his people and his community. He deserves to be back on the land. That is why we are here. So make some noise for our relative, Leonard Peltier.
Yes. So among those arrested, also Indian Collective CEO and President Nick Tilson. Again, you know, actor, activist Dallas Goldtooth, Fawn Sharp, NCAI President Sonny Redbear, Indian Action Organizer, tons of people, but happy to report that they are released and safe now.
Yeah, this is a big deal. 79 years old, in the prison for wrongfully, well, he isn't even in prison anymore for committing murder. He's aiding and abetting the two people that were, their charges were dropped for murder. So really, who's he aiding and abetting? And I always bring this up, Haley. I'm a broken record when it comes to this, is that the people that the cops that killed George Floyd that were aiding and abetting got 2 years. He's been in for 45 years.
Exactly. And he has been eligible for parole for many years, too, I've been hearing, and nothing's been done.
Well, the next year, I think, is in 2024. And yeah, there's just, you know, I don't know if you remember this or old enough to remember this, but, you know, the 90s, it was a big push. You had Robert Redford do the produce the documentary incident in Ogallala, and all these people years later after he was arrested, so this was the 80s, early 90s, said that, he's being a patsy. Even the people that convicted him said that he did not get a fair trial. And so here we are, so many years ahead. You know, we thought Clinton would pardon him. We thought Obama would pardon him. And even Trump was talking about pardoning him just to make the FBI mad, you know. And so we just also had Haley, an officer out of the Minneapolis office. I can't remember her name, but we've had her on the show, where she just said that it's indoctrined in the FBI. When you're trained as an FBI agent, this is one of the first things they talk about, is this Leonard Peltier and how he should stay in prison. And, you know, they just give him the one-sided facts. So it's a culture in the FBI that have kept him in. And now it's a culture of the prison system that's kept the longest political prisoners held political prisoner in United States history. And he needs to get out for his last few years of his life.
Yeah, he's already missed so much time, so many sacred moments with relatives, family, ceremonies, all of that, that he'll never be able to get back. And yes, we just urge everyone listening to call the White House. You can write to Leonard if you go to leonardpeltier.org or freeleonard.org/case. His address will be on there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a sad deal. It really we talk about the injustice of the justice system, and we have people like Trump that has 78 indictments, who've claimed that he could shoot somebody down Park Avenue or Fifth Avenue and still win the presidency. And here we are, soon to have an election come up again with Biden and Trump again. And now it's just really sad, disheartening, and it's real. You know, we talk about freeing Leonard Peltier every day. At the end of the show, you say free Leonard Peltier now. And it's a thing where, as a Native American, if this can happen to him, it can happen to you.
Yeah, I was just going to say that this could happen to any one of our relatives. And Leonard still being kept in prison just goes to show that this is how the government can hold us as natives, as a community, and keep us oppressed.
Yeah, definitely. So our thoughts and prayers are definitely to the people in Washington, D.C. Stay strong and speak loud and don't hold back. And again, being arrested, what happened, it looked like, was that they were pushing people away from the fence at the White House, and then they put up another barrier and then started arresting people. So the police were ready, and so that's always interesting too, because I've been out there for protests myself in D.C. on other things, whether it's pipelines or MMIW or you know, Dakota Access Pipeline, and that's never really happened before, where they're just, these are savage Indians and we got to put them in their place, let's arrest them and push them back. So you know, we're acknowledging Leonard Peltier's birthday, 79th birthday, in the rally in Washington, D.C. for his immediate release. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Outfront Minnesota is a driving force behind LGBTQ+ advocacy in our state, and they're gearing up to honor our state's monumental achievements in protecting our LGBTQ+ neighbors. While other states took steps backwards, Minnesota had the greatest advance in LGBTQ+ rights in 10 years. We showed that Minnesota is committed to affirming our values as a state that trusts individuals to make informed decisions about their bodies and lives, while also taking pride in delivering exceptional health care and supporting communities in need. We passed a conversion therapy ban and a trans refuge bill. And now Outfront Minnesota is ready to lead Minnesota towards even a brighter future. To celebrate, Outfront Minnesota is hosting their annual gala, where we bring in together more than 700 guests at Allianz Field on Thursday, September 14th. The event celebrates a year of legislative wins while honoring diverse communities propelling Minnesota forward into next year. Again, that's Thursday, September 14th at Allianz Field, with a dinner at 6 and party at 8. So come celebrate Minnesota's progress on LGBTQ+ rights and order your tickets at outfront.org.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by NACD's Four Sisters Farmers Market every Thursday on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis from 11 to 3.
Hey, awesome. We'll be there. We love to check it out every Thursday. It's a big gathering here on Franklin Avenue in the...
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We talked to each other at the State Fair, and we're really excited to have you on the show.
Thanks, Robert. Hi, Haley. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about the history of Spirit Corps service and some things that are happening. We're going to have you on for a couple segments here, but we want to make sure that we have the call to action with what's happening on Thursday.
Sure. Actually, it's Spirit Care Services, And Spirit Care Services is a waiver company doing homemaker work for our Native American elders in our community. My best friend and I, Maxine McCullough, we were, you know, she's super business smart, and I've always worked with elders at the Division of Indian Work. I ran that program for 9 years when it was MAAA. And I've never really left doing that work, outreach work. I worked at the wall and navigation work for the city, but you know, that can be really hard on the heart after a while. And I still know that I'm supposed to be helping, doing something. And I just love working with the elders. And she, you know, we were talking and she said, why don't we figure out something to do with elders? And the more research we did, the more we realized that our Native American elders are the least served population with waivers of any ethnic group. And the sad thing is they're not even told about the waivers by their insurance companies or their case managers. And when they are, it's even more disheartening because they're told that if they get these certain hours or if they go over a certain amount of hours, they'll lose their home, or they discourage more hours, when really what Spirit Care Services is all about is making them more independent, making their homes more comfortable. This is the golden years. Let us give back to doing what you've always done for us.
Absolutely. And I apologize, I can't read my own handwriting here. Spirit Care Services. Yeah,
that's a
great name. And also it says a lot. So let's talk about the history. You guys started this, and talk about what you do for the clients, and just let everyone know out there too, especially in Indian country, that there's a business like this that can help you.
Absolutely. So what we do is we're starting off slowly, and it's mostly chore work, meal delivery service that we will be doing, partnering with Lutheran Social Services, which is a huge help with us. We're doing transportation, taking them to appointments, light cleaning, dishes, laundry, garbage. Just the menial stuff that gets in the way. You know, it's the older we get, Lord knows, it's harder to bend over, or it's harder to lift something, or, you know, and we just want to make sure that we do everything to take care of that for you. Oftentimes it's spent driving to maybe Salvation Army to do stuff like that. And for me, I just love hearing their stories. I love being around them, it's just a pleasure. I don't even feel like I'm working. And I love doing what I do. I took an elder last week to get him all completely signed up at public housing. And we got all of his documents in that same day.
Wow.
So it's just so gratifying.
What's considered an elder? I know I'm an elder in my tribe at 62 years old. And well, they like to call me baby elder, but we have elite elders that are 70. What's the age criteria?
Well, the thing is, with waivers, you can get a caddy waiver or an elder. When you turn 65, you get an elder waiver. And lots of times, I mean, I've talked to numerous elders who, you know, just kind of transition into rolling their caddy waiver over. They can leave the caddy and go to an elder waiver, but they like what they're, it's basically the same thing. But we have, you know, it's 62, 65. I got my AARP card at 50. I mean, I kind of guess it's how you feel that day, right?
Yeah. And when you were talking about bending over, yes, I do have issues with bending over. I need new shoes, which in the olden days, I wore cowboy boots. And I think if I wore those now, I'd be crippled or least sitting down for a week.
One thing I want to say with this work, you know, we were so streamlined. We were really handheld through like Peggy, Lieutenant Governor Flanagan's office, Mackenzie Nolan's being awesome. We have great connections. Jamie Vigor at the state, DHS, like really, because they know that it's just not okay with our elders, and especially in South Minneapolis with our opioid crisis and the fentanyl crisis, that, you know, it's just not safe for them to walk around and take the bus where they used to be able to walk outside 2400 Bloomington and hop on the bus. Now they're targets. Right. And it's just really not okay. So they have been instrumental in expediting our licensure.
Can you tell people how to get a hold of you for this service, and, you know, a call to action, whether it's a Facebook or a phone number or even those websites?
Yes. And where our website is hopefully we'll be up in the next couple of weeks. But again, like I said, we didn't think we'd even be this far. All of a sudden we were like, okay, well, we're approved. And we're just super grateful to everyone who's helped. But they can always reach me at Marin, M-A-R-E-N, at spiritcareservices.com, or Max, M-A-X, at spiritcareservices.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm everywhere. I mean, I never leave South Minneapolis. I'm born and raised, so I'm not going too far. Worked at DIW for, 10 years. So it's a pleasure to be in the community.
Well, you sound like me. I'm a St. Pauler, and it's hard for me to get a little scared and sweaty when I go across the river there to Minneapolis. Say, Haley, my nanny, your Gaga, has had a kind of a situation like this recently, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Mara. And so it was just really great to talk with you out at the State Fair. Really enjoyed our conversation. And I just really took a hold to the organization because of my Gaga, my grandmother. Kind of just throughout my life, I've always it's been passed on kind of taking care of my grandmother, just with her situation. My grandparents are divorced. And so I've been in charge of helping my grandma get on food stamps or apply for housing. And it is so much work, and there's so much that goes into it. And there's so much time that it takes to fill out all these forms and get approved for housing and submit all this paperwork. And my grandma, she doesn't drive, so she doesn't have transportation to get to these appointments. So right. I just want to say big pina gigi to you and everyone in the organization and Spirit Care Services for building an organization that does something like this for our elders. Because, there was no one for me and my Gaga when we needed help. And my Gaga right now, she is very lucky. We're very lucky, very blessed to have her. She's currently at the Elders Lodge right now, and it's really working out for her. And we're looking to find activities and transportation for our elders so they're not cooped up in, these apartments or these buildings all day, 7 days a week. And I think the main thing into why we need to put so much resources into our elders is because that they pass down these traditions and all of this knowledge that they have to give to us. So we just really need to take care that we need to make sure that they're healthy physically, spiritually, in every way. So
exactly. Yeah. I think one of the big things with Spirit Care Services is making it more like a community again. It's like Elders Lodge, Bendigain, St. Paul Homes, Little Earth. What our vision is, making it so we do more things as a group, going out on field trips, getting out of the house. There's powwow trail. We don't have transportation for that. And I think that people just, with COVID, people forgot. And, it's time to get back in that cycle of making sure that they're the ones first. I mean, when our grandmother when she went to assisted living and then a nursing home, we made sure that there was a visit every single day. It's lonely, the isolation. And with our historical trauma, we don't want that, I'll be there, not show up sort of thing. It's like dependability, reliability, honesty, and compassion is everything that is on our forefront. And it's just so important that we remember that. And our employees, and both Maxine and I we're really passionate about this. It's something that it's not just a business. This is what we do. This is who we are as a people. And especially us as a Native people, this is how we were raised. Mm-hmm. And it's just that I think a lot of it with society and everything on and everything moving, and especially in South Minneapolis with what's going on, we've forgotten that.
Yeah, it's a great reminder. And what a great way to help our community. And you've had all these years of experience of helping our community. So this is like dead on, especially with what Haley's grandmother, Gaga, and my nanny has gone through, just the red tape and who can they trust, And so.
Right. Yeah.
That's.
Yeah.
Huge.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks care,
Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care. Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt. Every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 42. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, highs around 67. Lows dip down to about 41. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Mainly sunny Thursday with highs around 74. 78 chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by JS Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul, bringing you only the best coffee roasted to perfection.
Hey, try Steve's blend. That's the dark roast. I love that. It wakes me up every morning, and it smells and tastes so good. Wow, we just did a live read there, Haley. We should have recorded that for a commercial. But hey, Haley, before we get to our guest here, we have some tickets we need to give out here real quick, and I'm wondering if you could just run down what's going on with, you know, Corey Medina, you know, and all those cats.
Yes, Corey Medina and Brothers plus Ray Bonneville will be playing 8 p.m. this Friday the 15th at the Cedar Cultural Center in Minneapolis. We got a pair of tickets to give away, so we're going to give them to a caller. If you're going to call in right now, the number is 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Call us right now for a chance to win these tickets to see Corey Medina Brothers and Ray Bonneville at the Cedar Cultural Center this Friday in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I'm feeling bad. I'll be at Wisconsin Dells for our general counsel for Ho-Chunk Nation, and hopefully I won't be removed as a representative. So let's keep our fingers crossed. No, I'm just kidding. We're here with Maren Hardy, and she's co-founder of Spirit Care Services, and we have like an event coming up that I'd really like to talk about and really drive home what's going on here. Thank you so much for coming on. Maren, you're on mute.
And my bad.
That's all right.
I'm not even touching my computer.
I got this cup just in case.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. No, I'm not touching the computer once I got it set up. So, no. One thing I do want to shout a shout out to is Lutheran Social Services for, they've been a huge part of this trellis, huge part of this, and the governor's office, and DHS, they have been just instrumental with bringing us along, and we cannot thank them enough. And so this Thursday, we are having the Native American Elders Picnic 2023, which we've not had since 2017 because of COVID. I cannot begin to tell you how excited I am. And I just have to mention this right away before, cause I'm bursting. I had a call with Mackenzie Nolan today, and we are going to declare that Native American Elder Day. They made a proclamation.
Nice. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I can dig that. What are the hours of the get together?
Sure. So the elders picnic, it's from 11 a.m. until bingo's over, really, you know, can't rush bingo, or there will be a riot, right?
Yeah.
So it's just at Minnehaha Falls Main Pavilion. We have raffle prizes, bingo, AICDC, Mike Gozzi's providing the meat, Grant Snyder, shout out to him, he's making the sides, Haskell's is donating the water. Every Native agency has stepped up to provide raffle prizes or rides or their swag bags. We have DHS coming, Trellis, Senior Linkage Line, LSS, DHS, if I've said that again, every agency's coming, they're going to table. It's just, we have a photo booth coming, and it's just super excited about that. And it's one of the open air ones, so people, you know, this is with the booth, and then people can stand behind it so we can get groups of people in there with all the hats and stuff.
Wow, that sounds great. And a good up to Mike Gozzi, Ho-Chunk Nation, another Ho-Chunker. Right on. Yeah. So, let's just go, where is that going to be again?
Sure. This is right next to Sea Salt at the Main Pavilion.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's walking distance for me. That's awesome.
Oh, there you go. Right across the bridge. And the nice thing is for elders who are driving or getting rides, it's that circle roundabout right there. And you can get dropped off there. And then it's right next to there. It's right next to the restrooms. It's covered, but it's good. The creator has just made it a perfect day. It's supposed to be 82, little breezy, and just warm and perfect. Sal Pacheco's our grill master. It's just Sheena Benitez from the Division of Indian Work is our co-host founder, along with, of course, DIW. And again, the love that the community is showing for the elders is overwhelming. It's just super exciting.
Wow, that is exciting. What a great thing for the community. And you know, we are blessed here. You talked about the governor and making it Elders Day. We're really blessed here. We talk about this a lot in Minnesota. We're all over Wisconsin. We're on 18 stations in the Civic Media Network. And I like showing off Minnesota because we do have a governor that gets it. And it's because the lieutenant governor is in his left or right ear telling him what's going on. And it's really been a great last couple of years here, especially with the trifecta.
Agreed. And especially with, you know, they've allocated those funds for the Native Elders for these waivers. And I'll tell you, again, with Mackenzie, we've had meetings with her. She wants to be abreast of what's going on. If they're not doing what these agencies aren't doing what they're supposed to do, they want to know about it. And that is so reassuring to us at Spirit Care because we're boots on the ground, right? I am out here with them every single day. Maxine is the behind the scenes, something I could never do. I would have folded in a second if I had to do what she's doing. But it's just, you know, there's a lot of not very good people out here who are mistreating our elders, and they trust and believe they will be reported. And I worked for the city as an outreach worker. And when I first started there, I was told not to be myself. You know, not because I'm very outspoken about when I see misinjustices. And I just thought, I can't. When you want the truth, you give me the heads up. But with this work, I'm going to speak about what I see and I'm going to act on that because I have nothing to lose and everything to gain for these elders.
Absolutely. And that's really refreshing to hear, too, because there are so many, whether it's relatives, whether it's neighbors that are abusing our elders, that's all needs to stop. And what a, you know, I just got to give you a big shout out. Haley and I were really excited to get you on the show, too, because of the excitement that we felt from you and also just the good heart of what you're doing and doing for our elders. It's really kind of why we do the show here, too. It's to spread good stuff out there in the airwaves that's happening in our community, and we really appreciate it.
Oh, miigwech, Robert. I appreciate hearing that, and I can't say it enough. Both Maxine and I know we've been best friends for so long, but we are so yin and yang. Like, I mean, again, shout out to Max because, again, I could never do this, and I mean... I love the people. I don't know computers. I don't know. I had to have her do a test Zoom to make sure I was up and it worked. But we're such a great team effort because, you know, she's done this work herself also. And she knows it's just so important. It's not just in Native American country, you know, not just in Indian country, in any, you know, all the communities, especially the ones of color, you know, where they're forgotten, low income. Right. You know, her dad lives in a high rise, low income housing, and it's needed there too. And it's, you know, there comes a point in time when the people who make the laws are the ones who will never need those laws. And that needs to change. And I'm not afraid to speak on that.
Right on. Yeah, definitely. Haley, do you got any last comments for Maren before we let her go? This is just really, really, really a good show here and really feel the heart and spirit coming through. And again, I apologize for mispronouncing Spirit Care Services.
Yes. Maren, yeah, just again, big thank you for coming on and joining us today. And I look forward, I will make it out there Thursday. It might be a couple hours late, but I'll definitely be out there Thursday. So
awesome.
I'm excited. I'll bring my bingo daubers and join my elders. So it should be a good day.
Miigwech, you guys. Gigawabaminen.
Well, before you go, Maren, I just want you to just shoot out how we can get people can get in touch with you again.
Great. So our business number, if people want that, they can, if no one answers, always leave a message, 612-295-0224. Or you can email me, maren@spiritcareservices.com, max@spiritcareservices.com, or Facebook. I mean, absolutely. And, you know, my cell phone number, I don't mind giving it out because I answer it for everything. That's what I work off of. And my cell is 612-448-4455. But again, it's we love this. So it's not really hard work when you really love what you do. I've always done outreach. You know, it's a joy.
Right on. Well, we got to have you on again, and I really appreciate you stopping in and doing this work for the community. And strong community makes strong people. And thank you so much for coming on.
You got it. Thanks, you guys.
We'll see you soon.
Yes, and you Haley, will.
Haley, will okay. See you tomorrow. See
you. Yeah, Thursday. Yeah.
All right. Wow, that was right. Awesome. What you
she
know
is
that.
So good.
Yeah, and just to amplify and accentuate businesses like that that help the community is just so important, and so important for us to do here on Native Roots Radio. And hats off to you, Haley, for getting this interview together. And it was really great running into Marin at the state fair. And what else can we say?
Yeah, well, the state fair was just awesome in general. We are still waiting, though, for our lucky caller for these tickets for Ray Bonneville, Corey Medina, and Brothers, 8 p.m. Friday at the Cultural Center here in Minneapolis. Again, if you want these tickets, go ahead and give us a call. The number here is 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Go ahead and give us a call.
Yeah, we should play some of Corey's music here in the last minute. I wonder if I could just find a groovy song he does here.
Have you seen him before?
Yeah, well, I've seen Corey, like I said, a couple times. He was at the fair and played 2 days in a row the year before. Then I gave him a Resist shirt. And then next thing I know, he was up in Duluth playing in this huge concert up there, and he rocked it, and he was wearing the Resist shirt, the Native Roots Radio Resist shirt. So it was awesome, and it was really sad too, because you know we can hear music at the booth, as you know, when we were at the fair, and he wasn't invited back, so they don't invite people back 2 years in a row, but hopefully he'll be back next year because he rocked it.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and up next we got Angie Vig, and we're going to be talking some music and some things, and it's always good to talk to her of Vig Guitars. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's
from the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
On-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
You work hard for every cent you make. You have bills and you have goals. Choose a bank that's going to support you along the way. That's Fair Financial Banking. No overdraft fees, no minimum balance. No credit score required. Call 651-262-2173 to talk to a Fair Financial enroller to open your account today. Keep more of your money. That's fair. Fairfinancial.org. Fair is a program of Prepare Plus Prosper, a nonprofit organization, and is not a bank. Banking services are provided by Sunrise Banks N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey, I got to play a little Corey. She's going to play a little Corey Medina here real quick. Kind of a mellow song for a song from Corey. Corey's usually rocking, so I picked the wrong song here on YouTube because he's a heck of a rocker. Hey, Angie, good to see you. How are things going?
Wow, really good. Yeah, Corey, man, that groove, like his whole sound is just a laid back groove, and just everything. We just love everything about him. And I'm really excited that he's going to be at the Cedar Culture Center this weekend, but we can't go. Ted, my husband, fills in on bass for him down here sometimes.
Oh, so wow.
It's pretty fun. Yeah.
Wow. Small world, huh? That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, small, big world.
Yeah, I really like it. I really like his groove, and not only that, he's a stand-up guy, and it's always cool to be able to talk to somebody that's a musician that you kind of look up to, and they don't disappoint. He's a really great down-to-earth dude.
Yeah, he's really genuine and great.
So what, yeah, Haley?
I missed you at the fair.
Yeah, I know. We had the. We had the kids running it, and it was a million degrees. So, you know, but we did really well, and it was good to see you. Haley, isn't there some kind of anniversary guitar coming out that you and Angie were talking about?
Well, I saw an article today. I just thought we could talk about it. There was the Pearl Jam's Legend's second signature Strat is vastly more affordable. They're talking about coming out with a Mike Fender's making a Mike McCready's iconic 1960 Stratocaster. They're remaking it or something, and it's going to be more accessible for buyers.
Yeah, they're reissuing it, and so his original one, like those, go for. So like 15,000, you know, a lot of artists' signature guitars are really expensive. So they like to make the affordable ones like made out of the country somewhere, like Mexico or, you know, somewhere. And they're awesome. And you can get them at a more affordable price. His Strat is really cool. So Mike McCready of Pearl Jam, you know, he was really influenced by blues and by Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Stevie Ray Vaughan had that his number one Strat, and it was that one that's really beat up looking. It's like a tobacco burst Stratocaster, and it's really worn. The body is like just worn, and so it looks like Mike's signature Strat is like that, and it's just really awesome. And it's awesome that he's gonna have one that's more affordable.
Hey, Angie,
loves Pearl Jam.
Yeah, and I can't remember the guitar player's name or the bass player's name, and he has a foundation where he builds skate parks and reservations. That's his number one thing that he's been doing for years. It's a Chapman, or I can't remember his name, but a friend of mine volunteered for his organization and was really big into it. Tell everybody where you're at real quick, too, before I forget, because talk a little bit about Big Guitars, because we love supporting native businesses.
Yeah, so I have a business on Snelling Avenue in St. Paul. It's called Big Guitars. We're at 595 Snelling Avenue North, and we're the biggest repair shop in town. And then we sell stuff too. And Ted makes hand-wound pickups. And those that are online could see, I'm just going to point at these pickups. He custom hand winds these pickups for guitars around town. And a lot of players in town have them, including Corey.
Right on.
Yeah, so you can listen to his pickups.
So if I was to come into Big Guitars, would there be some celebrities that I would run into? Or do you not name drop who comes in there, like Corey? And I know Roya was there. Taylor was there a couple weeks ago. And so there's some local celebrities like that.
Oh, yeah. Keith Sokol has been here. Mitch Walking Elk. And then, you know, all of the Blue Dog Band.
Yeah.
Pretendians
come in. And, you know, we've had some national people, too. But we focus on the locals.
Right on. That's good. That's a good point. How was your fair? I know that we had you on and we were talking about the fact that it was still easily accessible to the fair. It was not a big traffic jam in front of your business. How did it go?
No, it was great. There's a lot of people who were in town that stopped in. So it was great meeting people from wherever, and they made a point to stop in. And yeah, it's never congested out on Snelling, and except in the morning and in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I wish it could have gone out more, but it was so hot, and now it's chilly. Ugh.
Yeah, it is. Hey, I went and saw Brandi Carlile, probably one of the best concerts I've seen in so long. And, you know, Wendy's a ticket snob, so we were in the 10th row, and we were rocking, and she was throwing out picks, and I was missing those. But I really appreciate live music, and she must record live because she sounds the same live as she does on her CDs and records.
You know, she's just one of those musicians that just, I mean, she gives her all every single show. And she just, you know, she really helped Winona Judd this past year after she lost her mother. And they really bonded. And Winona gives such a great show. And it's just so great seeing these women doing just incredible shows and headlining. And yeah,
right.
It's just awesome.
Not only that, Angie, as you probably know, Winona was her opening act. And that was amazing. And I've never really, not a big country fan, but they sang a couple songs together. Well, Winona did a set too, but they sang a couple rock and roll songs together that took some serious pipes. And they were both giving me chills. I was going, whoa, Winona can sing.
Yeah, she's pretty great. She's going to be at Mystic, I think, next month or in 2 months. I would suggest going to see her there. It's pretty intimate. It's great.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So what else we got going on here? Looks like you got some swag or something that we can come
in. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's time. It's time for the football. And we got some
that's awesome.
purple and gold shirts. Just some time for football season, and then, well, I'm not going to show this, but we also have the other color too, of green.
Right. Well, we got a big listening audience in Wisconsin, so that's okay. They didn't have to see that though. We got a minute left. Let's give the address again one more time, and I really appreciate you stopping in and checking in.
Oh yeah, 595 Snelling Avenue North in St. Paul. I also wanted to add in a few things. My mother, she is turning 70 this weekend. So we're going to go celebrate that Mindemwe. And we're really excited. And I'm very blessed to still have her. And she's just wonderful. She had hip surgery, so she's got a new hip, and she's ready to go. So we're really excited to celebrate her this weekend.
So right on.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom. Peenigigi for stopping. Peenigigi for stopping in, Angie. We really appreciate you and what you do for the community, and you do it in a good way. So again, thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, everyone stop in sometime. We're always here.
Right. Direct.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
because she may not be having lunch again until September.
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table.
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.